WBOSS Bossman Radio.
Monday morning, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Rainy, nasty weather out first thing this morning here in the Dirty 30, Ken.
Yes, 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 it is. And supposed to get worse this afternoon. I think maybe.
Yeah, I think it's fixing to set in. We're going to have some bad stuff.
Maybe real bad from what I'm seeing and hearing.
Good morning to those of you in first thing with us. Brad Heston, the Steiner, the 49er in. Good morning, Stein. Kerry Sawyer Hardy as well. Rodney Williamson, Kathy McMillan, good morning to you also. The Deacon in, good morning, Deacon. And the Book in, good morning, Book. And thank you for joining us here and getting your Monday morning started off with us here on Drive Time. Good morning, Elisa Finley Hart as well.
Yes, and I want to say good morning to Charlene Raymond Wiggins, Danny Smith, Kathy Tolan, and there's the Deacon. Good morning, Deacon. There's Hazel and Holly Hartshaler. Good morning, Holly.
Hope the big winner.
Big winner. Hope everybody had a big weekend. Speaking of big weekends, looks like Stokes and that bunch had a big weekend. Always good to see our young people out dressed up and looking good and styling and profiling, as Ric Flair would say. Were they limousine riding, jet flying, all that kind of stuff?
2018 prom in the books. Yeah, went off without a hitch. Everybody dressed up real good. Of course, we expected it out of the young ladies, but the guys didn't do too bad themselves. Watching them do it for the last time was a little bittersweet.
I was going to say, had to be a little bit on you. I figured that, and wasn't going to mention it, but if you did, I'll mention it. So it had to be a little bit on you.
I think most importantly, it was a safe weekend. I haven't heard of anything in terms of accidents or anything going awry. So glad that it went off. They had a good time and cleaned up real well, and that's that.
Yeah, that's always good. Good morning, Travis Glidden. There's Wheezy in this morning. Patty Gibson White, Connie B, and Action. Good morning, Action. Good to see you this morning. Donna Weaver, Ricky Thomas. What's
there
going
is.
On, Rick?
Roger Templin, and also good morning, Tracy Miller. Wheezy, of course, you just mentioned her. Good morning, of course, Holly Hart Shirley made a comment about the strawberries, how much she enjoyed them, and that was just a small part of the prize pack that she took home last Friday on our first ever Name That Tune TV show. And I can attest the strawberries. I've had them in years past, and they are delicious, and certainly glad you enjoyed them. And I think she has a few more prizes to pick up. Does she not, Ken?
Yeah, she does. And good morning, Sherry Hart. I tell you what, there you go, Elisa. Sherry said, Sherry, that's cousin Sherry.
Okay.
That's
so you're kin to everybody. I mean, the James gang just has roots.
Well, those limbs go far and wide, let me tell you. But that's Jason. That's Jason's sister.
Okay, yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sherry. And we, I don't get to see Sherry near enough, but I tell you what, you talk about one of my beautiful cousins.
Yes, she is.
Beautiful.
Yes. Always has been.
Beautiful, yes.
And good morning, Blade.
So, anyhow, I was going to, there it is.
Happy birthday!
So, happy birthday, Cousin Sherry. But, yeah, good morning, Blade. The Wharf goodies, the bomb. That's right, Holly. Another thing that I want to talk about is I got a little beef to pick with you, and that I thought we was kind of working on this deal as a team thing and that kind of thing. And I look up Saturday night and I see a post with you just, reaping praise on Louis, which I'm sure that was worthy of getting. My problem is where was my invitation?
Well, let me explain myself. There is a story to that.
Okay, I want to hear it because I'm I'm waiting on that.
I was aware of the soft opening. James had made mention of it, talked about coming by. I thought he had said 4 to 6 o'clock. I thought that was the time frame in which he was going to entertain some people and have a dry run through or what the case may be. And, of course, we were at the lead out here on the campus of T.R. Miller High School, and we finished. Lindsay and I were going to get out and get us something to eat, and we were headed to one of the eateries in town. And I said, wait a minute, let's just ride by and see if they still have the thing going at Louie's. Pulled out, and Tabby, James's wife, welcomed us in. So we kind of backed into it. It wasn't like that we had set out as that being our destination earlier in the afternoon. It just kind of worked out, and boy, was I glad it worked out, because I'm going to tell you, it was delicious. It was not a surprise to me. It would not have been a surprise to you based on the sample platter that we had up here a couple of weeks before, but it was delicious.
No, I wouldn't have been surprised at all. I like bacon carbonara.
Elizabeth Bush was there. She was leaving as we were coming in, and she'll attest to it as well about how good it was. Good morning, Miss Mitchell. Good morning, Ray Stewart and Daniel Smith. And
that's right.
Elizabeth Weaver Watson in. Good morning, Elizabeth.
There she is.
But it was delicious. Elizabeth. I had the Bruton Standard, and as a dish he kind of came up with, sauteed shrimp, Kaneka sausage, onions and peppers over pasta with an Alfredo sauce, and it was delicious.
I read the menu, and as I read the menu, I just got more mad at not getting an invitation. I tell you, I said, this is something right here now. I'm sitting here scratching my head going, how did I miss out on an invitation to this?
Well, I knew you'd already logged about 12 hours in the trailer.
Well, you're correct there. I can't lie about that. It was, even if you'd have called and invited, I may not have made it because of that. But the Hunter Harp said, when's the real debut is today?
It's today. They open for lunch today. They will be open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And then, of course, they're going to serve lunch on Sunday after church as well. I think they'll be up until 2 o'clock on Sunday. So, you definitely want to get out and give them a shot. Try it out. I think you're going to be real excited and pleased about it.
I know you mentioned the portions. You said they were, you're going to leave there not hungry.
You know, I talked to James about that a little bit, and I'm a hearty eater. I don't shy away from that. Certainly don't apologize for it. And it was, I'm one of those guys, I'm going to eat until it's gone. So you're not ever going to put too much out there, but it was too much. You would have gotten 5 meals out of my dish. I promise you, you would have gotten 5 meals out of my dish.
Well, you know, maybe it's harking back to most Italian, like real, like authentic Italian places. They all kind of serve kind of family portion style, portions.
You get a complimentary loaf of bread. Homemade bread, and they have, of course, the plates with the oil and whatnot going out there.
We enjoyed that up here.
Oh, yeah.
Day.
Yeah. And it was, the decor is very soft and nice. The lighting was soft. It was just, I was very impressed. I'm looking forward to it being here. Of course, it'll add to the repertoire of all the fine restaurants we do have here.
Yes, it will.
And I look forward to it being supported by all those that live here.
Yeah. Charles Happold, good morning to you. Happy. There's Patty Peach in this morning.
One of my guys, Todd Mayo in. Good morning, Todd. Susan Rosen
Susan
as well.
Rose, Tim Ward.
Elizabeth Rush Pugh.
No telling where she's at.
I think this is nice. We're finally all on the same page.
Yeah.
We're on the drive time page. We'd appreciate it if you'd like the video, share the video, tag friends. We started this thing off being on 4 or 5 different pages trying to create some awareness.
We did. Yeah.
And now we
And Friday taught us a lesson, which is don't try to have it on too many at one time, because it's just you can't manage all of them at the same time. I don't care what anybody says; it's just not possible to do.
I'll tell you,
I mean,
going back to Friday, and we had so much fun, and I've heard some good reports from people around town talking about it and how much they enjoyed it. I can't tell you how many screenshots I got texted to me over the weekend where so and so said they answered correctly in front of the other person.
Oh, hey.
And of course, I sit back counter screenshot showing what was coming through on my phone. Now, I understand it's one of those situations where we were both right. On their screen, it showed one thing. On our screen, it showed another. We assure you, the fix was not in.
The fix was not in. And the only one that, the only ones we could go off of was ours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only one we could go off of. So, we there was no fix.
No fix.
It was all legit. And, trust me, that was just one of many. We're working on some other things kind of as we speak, and to get, keep that thing going like that and Good morning, Daphne McConico. There's Kim and Jeff Wilson in. And yeah, so, you know, that was a big time.
A lot of fun.
It was a big time. And
I was impressed. I was very impressed with the playing audience and how good everybody was. I certainly expected Allison Terrell to be good. I certainly expected the Blade to be good. And of course, Holly kind of came out of nowhere. And Jay Will, of course, the fan favorite, had a great showing also. But it was a lot of fun. Of course, we're going to do some things like that in the near future as well. It was just it was a good time. Great way to start the weekend.
Oh, it was. And you're talking about being, you know, I'll tell you what, Allison Terrell was, you wouldn't want to play Trivial Pursuit with her.
We sat beside each other at the lead out, and we had a chance to talk about it in depth. And she said 70s, 80s, and 90s, she's going to be hard to deal with. You know, some of the newer stuff, she might have a problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll throw down the gauntlet with her and tell her anytime. But I'll tell you like this, especially when you get into music or anything like that. Hey, you better get ready.
Yeah, it was good.
Because I love all that 80s stuff, 80s lore, what have you. I ain't throwing down the gauntlet. Meaning, sure. What I'm saying is, if she, we have us a big battle of name them hairband tunes.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
That'd be real good. I think it would be.
I tell you something else that equally impressed me was the participation from the local businesses and entities, even Lisa and Jason Hart down at the wharf in Orange Beach, Alabama. I mean, to have that many different people step up and provide something for the entertainment and fun of it, I thought that spoke volumes about who we are and the community we live in. And I don't think enough thanks can go to them. You know, Fleming Farms, we had Daniel Smith there at Pizza Hut. Josh Godwin, always good to be a gamer with Popeye's Chicken and David's Catfish. We had...
There's Allison. She said, let's go. Sounds fun.
There she is.
I knew she wasn't back down.
Who else did we have in there on the prize pack?
Well, you had Sarju.
With the winery.
You had Sarju.
I got it right here.
Who else was it?
I can read Camp 31.
Tallulah Bells.
Tallulah Bells, Camp 31. Larry Murphy, our friend there, putting up a gift certificate as well. Of course, you mentioned Fleming Farms. But yeah, that was fun. That was pretty neat.
It was. And I'll tell you what, anytime you can get all of the a lot of your local businesses together to come together to participate, put up something like that, it always makes it that much more fun because of the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
And to me, you know.
Judy Crane in. Good morning, Judy. Aunt B in as well. Good morning, B. Taylor Zimmerman, Rebecca Whitfield in also. Good morning to each of you. Hope your Monday's gotten off to a good start. Weather-wise, it hasn't. But hopefully, work-wise, it has.
Well, I can tell you, weather-wise, it's supposed to be a little rough. But Sherry Weaver said she, second place, deserved a prize.
Okay.
That wasn't right, Sherry.
I love Sherry Weaver. We're friends.
I'll tell you what, her husband can beat the strings off of a guitar.
Is that right?
Ooh, man.
Good morning, Greg.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Jason Hart. Yeah, so anyway, getting back, there's Mike and Stephanie. Myrick, that's right. I'm telling you, it's Monday and it's rough this Monday morning. Good morning.
Stephanie Matheny Myrick.
That's it.
Of the Flemington Matheny's.
Flemington, that's right.
Good morning, Tim Meadows, Ron Kennedy in as well. Tim's one of our friends from Op, Alabama. Opportunity.
So getting back into talking about Friday a little bit, who would have thought that would have went almost 2 hours, or an hour and a half, hour and 30, 40 minutes.
It flew by.
It did.
Flew by. I didn't want it to end. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun, and we just got to figure out. I think we need to do that, like that name that tune type thing, maybe, you know, once a month, have a kind of a big thing. But we're working on a couple other things, too, that we think people will enjoy and maybe, you know, have a good time with. And so keep your ears open. We by the way, we want to thank Pea Ridge, Alabama, for making us number one last week.
We have got a foothold in Pea Ridge, Alabama. We may not have anywhere else.
We do.
But we have put down roots in Pea Ridge and excited about that.
I'm excited about it. I was excited to get that memo. I'm not going to lie to you. That's strong.
Jay Will in the house. Good morning, Jay Will.
Good morning, Jay Will.
Speaking of March Madness, I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of it. Hopefully you didn't. How disappointing was Auburn yesterday?
Man,
I'm going to tell you something. That's pitiful.
That was terrible.
It was pitiful. Lack of effort. Just didn't want to be there. I mean, it was just, I don't know. I was disappointed. I turned it off at halftime and was not going to watch anymore. I had seen enough.
It was terrible.
It's one thing to sit there and maybe not be as good, maybe get beat, but to just, I don't know. That was problematic for me, the effort.
I mean, just to see the attitude was just awful.
They hadn't been there in, what, 20 years?
No.
You know, and had a great season by all accounts. You know, had some injuries, had some adversity had to overcome, and to sit there and have the opportunity to be on the national stage and come out and perform like that was just disappointing, to say the least.
It was ugly. It really was. Hey, that's right. Who was that?
Jay Will.
Hunter Harp said, do the show live at one of the restaurants locally.
It's coming.
Well, that's coming.
There's going to be a lot. We're going to be both. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
That is going to happen. You can rest assured on that one. But it was disappointing to watch. I mean, it really was. Virginia, of course, got knocked out. Number one seed.
First time ever. 16, taking down one.
I don't know, man. You know,
I tell you what, Saturday, if anybody been playing Villanova, including the Golden State Warriors, they might have been in trouble. The second half they played against Alabama was amazing. That was more Villanova than really Alabama. I've never seen a team catch fire like that for 20 minutes of basketball. They were impressive.
I don't know
if they put that together and run through the tournament, but they certainly look like a championship caliber team.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah, that was a nice prize package Friday, Jay Will. And
my guy, Dan Burkhardt in. Good morning, Danny.
There's T-Bone. T-Bone must be down at the...
I was about to say it.
Yeah.
If you are not friends with Tony Burnham on Facebook, go and friend him now. Look at the video he put up last night of his son, Mitt, holding court.
Taking control.
He ran it. He shut that place down.
I'm talking about took control of a place.
If you talk about wanting your heart to swell and a smile to come on your face, go friend Tony Burnham. He doesn't have many. So go friend Tony Burnham. And look at the video he put up of his son doing his Elvis impersonation at some eatery or
I don't know,
pub there in Pensacola.
Tell me this. So after watching that, did you go in there and look at that note he sent you and did it mean that much more to you?
I'm going to tell you.
I know it's on the refrigerator.
Which I talked to you. Yeah.
I know you put it there.
Mitt had sent me an encouragement card, I guess, a card of encouragement. Colored me a pretty picture on it, and I appreciated that. And it is the centerpiece. They're my refrigerator, but my allergies have kind of taken over this weekend, and I'm somewhat concerned about what that's going to do to my training leading into the 109. I was obviously down this weekend, looking to be down today possibly, so I'm going to have to do something to catch back up.
Well, I think if you just go in there and look at that, I think if you just go in there and keep looking at that that letter that he wrote you, I think that'll kind of help you.
Help me fight through.
Yeah, that's one of those.
Kevin Latinier, Danny Burkhart's in with us.
Bad news.
What did he say is bad news?
Kevin Latinier, he plays the circle game, I can assure you that. I felt it on third hall many a time.
What did he say?
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning, Ryan.
What did he say? Bad news.
Bad news. That's class of 86.
Bad news.
86 was bad, wow. Bad news.
I didn't know, well, yeah, I did. I ain't gonna lie. Good morning, Jason Tiepo. Ryan McGraw. Good morning, Ryan. Yeah, Mitt is awesome. That was that video is awesome.
I want it to go viral.
Well, it will.
What's the definition of a video going viral? Is it a number of views? I mean, is it just subjective?
I don't think it's necessarily there's a number attached to it. I think there is a just the fact of it, you know.
The rounds that it makes.
Right. Getting in front of different people. How about that?
It was great. I've watched it. I've got about 10 of the views of the total number of views on it. And I've got it. And of course, Greg, I appreciate you offering up the honey. And I got to be honest with you. I've got a problem with honey. Puppets and honey just, of course, as bad as I felt last night, I might be willing to try it. But I don't do honey. Pickles, honey, puppets. I'm out.
I'm out on the pickles. I saw where somebody was posting up that Sonic's supposed to have a pickle juice slushy.
Yummy.
Good Lord.
I think that was Jeff Booker that may have put that up the first time. The first time I saw it.
I mean, that is just... Jeff Wilson said, somebody needs to send that to Ellen, that video.
It's great.
That's a fact. Hey, I'll tell you what, she'd have him on. I mean, she would have him on.
It was great.
I'd love to see Mitt on something like that.
He
come out there in that Elvis outfit he's got.
Which one?
Well, that's what I mean. He's got several. But
his stage presence.
With the old cape on.
I just loved how he knew when to give a little extra pelvic thrust to excite the crowd.
But he did it. I'm going to tell you right now, he had him wound up. Took a T-bone. He wants to be funny. See, he thought Winnie the Pooh loved honey. Well,
I'm going to have to try something. I'm certainly struggling. And usually April's my worst month in terms of dealing with allergies. So I'm a little concerned here that we're in the middle of March. And
I told you what to do to go handle that.
It's already got me knocked down.
If you do, like I said, call Robbie Cotton. And if you want a reference on it, get a reference from him.
Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Ricky Hart. My greater concern is having to possibly postpone the 109. I mean, if I can't get medically cleared, I'm not going to...
You're not going, go out there and put yourself in a situation that could...
I don't know an elite athlete that would.
Yeah, well, I don't either. I really don't.
Hopefully, I can get it behind me and this thing will go down the way it's supposed to.
Speaking of elite athletes, I saw a picture of you from the prom up there where you were standing amongst three or four pretty good athletes, weren't you?
I can't tell if they're getting bigger or if I'm shrinking or maybe it's a little bit of both, but... saw Ricky Samuels and Stokes had a picture. He's going to be a D1 guy. Ricky Samuel is. He had his picture made with Andrew Williamson. He's a D1 guy. And, of course, I saw some of those guys have my picture made with Soup Campbell and Jolly and a bunch of them, and they're all going to go on to do big things. But impressive looking young men, to say the least.
Action said, postponed. I'll get you a script. Jay Will wants to know what the 109 is, DJ.
Well, I'll tell you, Jay Will, for those that may not know, over the last, I guess, year and a half, four or five different times, very subtly, Tony Burnham has challenged me to a 100-yard race. And not at any time did I ever respond to any of them. I just acted like I didn't see it and didn't pay any attention to it, but I'd buried it deep and let it burn a little bit. And I finally replied to it and took him up on the challenge, but I thought in keeping in spirit with the Iron Bowl and the Auburn, Alabama stuff, that we'd make it 109 yards and pay a little more homage to Chris Davis and his game-winning return against Alabama in the Iron Bowl a couple of years ago. So that's kind of how we came up with the 109, and we are set to tentatively race April 7th. The Bruton Chamber of Commerce is hosting the, what's it called, Kicking It at the Creek?
Kicking It at the Creek.
And if the weather permits and there are no injuries or sicknesses to either of us, we are scheduled to race that afternoon as part of that chamber event. So I'm looking forward to it. Just want to get past all this allergy mess I have going on, and we'll see how it shakes out.
And right now it looks like it's...
Wow. One of my very first heroes in this world is on the show right now.
Who is that?
Number 44, Randall Mallard.
Randall
Class of 1978. Mallard. He was one of the great football players at T.R. Miller in the 70s, and we had a bunch of them back in those days.
Yes, yes, but, yes, they did.
Randall is a guy that he was my guy as a kid. He was one of the first ones that I remember saying, I want to play one day. I certainly didn't play it as well as he did. He went on and played at Livingston after his eligibility at T.R. Miller was up, and of course, he's now down in Jacksonville, Florida, but a great man, great T.R. Miller Tiger. Randall, thanks for being in with us this morning.
Flimbo and Cindy said Mucinex Fast Max. Mucinex allergy is fabulous.
I got to do something.
Good morning, Amy Chapman. Yeah, well, here's the thing, man. You want to make sure and get that taken care of because, we got a big race to run. I say we. I got a big race to film.
Yeah, and I like the way you said that.
Yeah, I don't have a mouse in my pocket, yeah. But you got a big race to run. So, we need to make sure and get you back healthy and going and doing what needs to be done. I will say this. I can't wait to see who Mitchell is there pulling for.
I'll just wait. I don't want to. We'll see. I got a feeling.
Well, I can't wait to see. That's going to be interesting to me. That's going to be interesting to see who he's there pulling for. And I don't know who that's going to be.
I got a feeling.
You feel pretty good about it?
I got a picture on the refrigerator.
Well, hey, that's all that matters, isn't it? I mean, if you got his support, it doesn't matter how you get it, right?
Jay Will's putting up $50 to the winner. I'll do you better, Jay Will. Both of us are going to run for charities. Both of us are running for charities. And anything you want to put up, it'll go to the charity of choice of the person who wins the race. I'm running for Paul's Cross.
That's right.
Tony's running for, it escapes me.
Oh, Lord.
Tony, if you're in.
Till you just said it. Footprint Ministries. Yes.
Footprint Ministries. Yes. That's right.
Which is a very worthy.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very worthy charity. I tell you what, Paul's Cross looks like they've been busy getting some animals adopted out here lately.
You can send the check to, you can send it to Ken. Ken will collect all the proceeds and.
Yeah, we'll do something with it. Send it down here to us, Jay. We'll make sure it gets to the appropriate people when it's supposed to get there and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully without any problem. No, it won't be any problem. Send it to me. We'll get that taken care of.
Manasco says in Vegas they have it as a picket.
Really?
Somebody got some bad information in Vegas. I can tell you that. That's the bet of the century.
They did. Good morning, Wally Booker.
Footprint Ministries, yes. Footprint yeah, Ministries.
That's right.
Good morning, Wallace.
There's Edie Kelly.
Good morning, Edie.
Are we selling shirts? Well, not yet.
But Sister's maybe. In. Good morning, sister.
Good morning, in. Whitney.
Yeah. I tell you what, Townsend, how about Townsend just racking up the hardware?
I tell you what, man. I mean, he, and I don't know if you, like, if you look at, I got a bunch of videos I'll show you, but you need to see him coming up to the back. I mean, like he is serious about this. Of course, he can't help it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he is serious about it, and he should be serious about it because he's got obviously some ability that to do something with. So, this head can't get any bigger.
He's a gamer.
Well,
good morning, Whitney Bush. Good morning, John Commander.
John Williston, the Vegas comment's killing me.
Me too. I can't believe they have us a picket. Somebody got some bad information, man. Have they ever seen Tony?
You know who actually asked me, did you have a chance of beating Tony?
Hey, God, what's going on? Do I have a chance? If I'm able.
I'm not joking. I had somebody ask me.
If I'm able to participate. I'm going
to
win.
Did you have a chance to beat Tony?
I'm worried about getting cleared medically, but I'd love to know who asked that.
My father.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's no joke. He asked me, he said, does DJ really have a chance to run with Burnham? Now, you got to realize, he hasn't seen Burnham in 20 years or so, maybe longer. So, He doesn't realize the physical conditioning that he happens to be in. Well, he's seen him on the show, but I'm saying outside of that.
So Mr. James can't look at this and see these 42-28s and not deduce.
He asked me.
I'm going to pick him up and put him down a lot quicker than he is.
Yeah, he actually asked me. He said, can they actually make it up 109 yards? And I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, they can.
I posted a video of a little preview of what it might look like.
I saw that. I saw that. Hayes said he'll take odds on both pulling up mid-race blown hamstrings. Josh Godwin, good morning to you, Josh.
We'll see.
Wheezy said Darren said DJ hands down.
Who said that?
Wheezy said that Darren Joyner, her son, said DJ hands down.
Darren's a good man.
Another team DJ.
Darren's a good man.
Edie, that's right. Start training so you can do the May 17th Creek Run, DJ.
Well, there will be a recovery period after the race on April. I think that per doctor's orders, there's only so much running you know, you're allowed to do.
Jay will.
I'm going to go to Brooklyn. I'm going to go.
All I can see, well, now that he said that, is all I can see is that big Russian on that treadmill.
I'm going to go to Brooklyn and hold up somebody's hunting camp.
And
2 weeks prior to the race.
And that song, There Ain't No Easy Way. There's No Easy Way Out. Survivor.
Yeah.
I can hear that in the background.
If you can change and we can change. Hearts on fire. Jay will.
After the big Russian had killed Apollo.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Man,
that was bad.
He did a number on him.
He did a number on that guy. That was bad. That was bad news back in those days, man. Not good. But hey, it is what it is. You enjoy it for what it is, and that's a great 80s movie. Over the Top, another great 80s movie. Saw that movie this weekend.
Today's March 19th, right?
Yes, it is.
So we're 19 days out from the race tentatively taking place.
Correct.
Okay.
Good morning, Sarge.
That's all I need to know.
Hazel said he'd rather see a chicken wing eating contest covered in ghost peppers.
Coban routes. Coban.
I will tell you, man, I'm impressed. You playing hurt today.
Coban.
Coming in playing hurt.
It's got me knocked down. And usually April's worse on me. I don't know why I'm having such a tough time with it.
That's crazy.
This early.
But I'm happy to see it. I mean, yeah, that's a gamer right there. T-Bone. I mean, he's working through it, man.
I see Sarge U and I saw Bentley in earlier, and there's been several others. I got my spaghetti dinner last night from the Wild at Heart.
Oh, man. Delicious. I'm glad you brought that up.
Delicious.
That's why we need a...
Delicious.
That's why we need a script. Not a script, but at least like that. Something. Maybe we'll just start writing all over this table.
Danny Burkhart. Yes, sir. You know the drill.
715
West
lot.
Magnolia. 5-star super lot. Make it all back. If it's a tough football season on you, you can make it all back April 7th.
You can get it all back. Well, but no,
if I'll tell I get you cleared. What.
So, as I understand it, that was Mandy's recipe or Mandy's grandmother. Somebody's recipe.
Who made the brownies?
It was great. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I don't normally eat a brownie. I don't normally eat a sweet. Now, I know you can look at me and tell but I'm a meat and potatoes guy. Okay. And, I'm going to tell you something. My daughter, now she believes that she has to have dessert after every time she eats. Now she comes and asks for it, but she has to have a dessert.
Good girl.
Thanks, Travis and Carol, because they started that, little trend way back in the day.
Good girl.
But, so she come in there and she said, Daddy, have you tried this brownie? And I said, what brownie? She said, this one, you know, it came with, I said, no, I have it. So, I took a little bite of it and, ooh, did you like it?
Loved it.
I thought it was great.
Loved I did. The whole meal.
I thought it was great. I thought the whole thing was too. I don't know how many they sold, but, I guarantee you it didn't take but one or two bites and people went back and got more. I can tell you that.
Yes. Yeah, Cindy Williamson, Melanie Jett, and Becky Adams.
Ah.
I want to certainly recognize all of them as well. And of course it was just a nice way to support a great cause and a lot of the ladies who work hard to make Bruton an extra special place to live.
How about, Mandy found the recipe. Okay. Somebody
she needs to keep it.
Yeah. I just know somebody, or Jessica walked in when she went and got ours and said that, it was Mandy's recipe. So I said, well, I'll tell you one thing. Whosoever it was, they need to make sure they hold on to that one. Susan Rhodes, she's going to have Main Street on standby for IV fluids.
Tony may need it.
He may. Oh, for the brownies. I got you. Yeah, okay. I see. I was... Anyway, you know, it is Monday. I mean, it's... Hard to get going on a Monday morning. It is for me anyway. I know you get up with the chickens, but I'm good every other morning, but Mondays are just always a tough morning for me, especially when you've not been used to doing manual labor You know, and you do all weekend.
Lock of the year.
Wayne Allen Root just chimed in right there, didn't he?
Jeff's, he's actually kin to both of us. So it'll be interesting to see what his intel will say.
I was going to say, he's got blood on both sides of the fence, don't he?
Yeah, but I know who he's going to be pulling for.
You know?
Yep.
Well, it's just like this, one way or the other. There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser.
Like I said, if I can get cleared medically, I'm looking forward to it.
But here's the deal. Nobody loses when charity.
That's right.
When there's a charity involved. So thanks again to Josh Godwin and Jay Will for coming up with that.
You know, I think that just to make the events bigger, and you just made a great point there, that the event is bigger than both Tony and I. I mean, it's going to be a community event. A couple of charities are going to benefit from it. And I think my health should not keep it from happening. So I think it might be a good idea if we both designate a second, just in case either one of us can't participate. And I'll take Ron Gibson.
Well, ain't but one problem with that. I can tell you who he's going to take. I can tell you who Tony's going to take, and his name is JoJo Luttrell. And the only problem that you're going to have with that is that the sleeper right there is JoJo. Everybody knows Ron can run.
Yeah.
But you trust me when I tell you, that's the race that I don't know that ever happened that everybody wanted to happen. Maybe it did. Maybe it did. I don't remember. But I'm going to tell you right now, JoJo still runs.
Yes, he does.
So, I should look at that. I knew T-Bone. There he is. I told you, Joe Luttrell. I knew for a fact he was fixing to come in with that.
That may actually be an easier race to sell. Gibson against JoJo as opposed to me against Bernard.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We need to get up with Ron and see what he says. Good morning, Ken
Douglas.
I'll
tell you what, I'll do you one better.
Major Marshall. Beverly Ferguson. There's Miss Bev in this morning.
Let's do it. We can make it relay style, and I'll take Gibson and Carissa Nelson. And
hey, Sarge, you said you got to keep it in your class, DJ.
Well, I think there's only 17 of us left. I don't know that.
Tim Ward said he'll take JoJo.
Is Ben Fagan around? I guess I can get Ben to come in and do it, maybe.
There's Father Ted.
Morning, Daddy.
April 7th, Bentley.
Tentatively. April 7th.
Yeah, kick it at the creek. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna have to go with JoJo too. And I know you say, well, you know, Ron's all in the books and all this stuff and run all this stuff, but I'm just telling you, man. I really think JoJo is one of those who come in there and take it to it. Now, I mean, he can
run.
T-Bone said he'll just take the Luttrells.
Yeah, I think his son is actually.
Oh, yeah, he does.
An accomplished runner up here as we speak.
He is, yes. So we may spark a debate here on JoJo or Ron.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. No, I'll save that for another day.
That'll be another show.
Be another show.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do an ABC Wild World of Sports event this summer. Have a lot of different events, get a lot of people involved. Teams,
maybe some mud wrestling.
I do better in team type atmospheres than opposed to
maybe some mud wrestling.
Possibly.
What else can we look forward to?
I don't know. I want to think about it, but I think we could put something together there. Do a spinoff of almost anything goes. Do like a field day type event here at Municipal Stadium. All age groups, get them involved. Have three or four teams and go at it. Obstacle course. Water balloon toss.
Egg toss. Sack races.
Pie eating contest.
Sack racing. Three-legged races. That's just a big field day, right?
Big field day.
Oh, Hazel said he needs a solid date. He's bringing down Olympic Committee to check out Bruton as a potential Olympic site.
Good idea, Bentley. April 7th is the date. Whether or not I'm cleared by then, we'll see.
T-Bone says, it's happened in Bruton before.
Yeah, that's right. 1976 or 75.
Yeah. Redneck, I like that. Redneck Olympics. Remember the cartoon Laugh Olympics?
Yeah.
We could, I'd love to have that dude, that guy that, I don't know how he talked like he did, the host, yeah. The two hosts.
Mm-hmm.
One that always saying, I can't remember what, anyway.
Burnham's team would be the Really Rottens.
The Really Rottens.
That was one of the three teams in there. They had the Scooby-Doo team, the Really Rottens, and Yogi Bear's team.
Yeah, that's right. Yogi, that's right. Yeah.
The Yogi Yahooies.
The Yahooies. The Really Rottens. That was good. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward to this week only because I've got a couple things in store for you. Definitely for Friday. You know, Flashback Friday is always a good time, and it's going to be a good time this coming Friday. A little something different, but we're going to have a good time with it anyway.
I got a question. Okay. And I was talking to Emmy. Where was I at? I was talking to Emmy yesterday. No, it was Saturday. And she was talking about a lot of times during this time frame, she is driving to work, and sometimes she's in Monroe County, and she tries to listen to the show, but it breaks up. Would it be better for her to watch it on the podcast, or would that be, is the podcast live or
no? The podcast is after the show, so it.
Good morning, Deanna.
I'm trying to think of. I mean, that's an internet service issue is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
She's in some remote areas, right, going through, and I didn't know.
To watch it live, I mean, it would, you're going to have some service.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's just, you know, the podcast you can download, but you can't download it until after it's over.
How do you go back? How do you download the podcast?
You can go to the Android store. You can go to the Apple iTunes,
okay,
and type in, you know, Boss Man Productions, and it'll bring it right up. I'm glad you brought that up. We're now Spotify. You know what Spotify is? It's a music service like Apple iTunes, except you pay a monthly subscription and you can download as many songs you want to and listen as much as you want to and all this kind of stuff, which iTunes is that way now as well if you want to do that. But we're now on Spotify as well.
Wow.
Spotify is huge.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably second only to iTunes worldwide.
Do they get it in P Ridge?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They get it in P Ridge for sure. Bring on the Redneck Olympics.
So, that's going to be fun. We're going to put that together this summer. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Community event. Get a lot of people involved. Have a big time with that.
Yeah, that would be fun. There was something else I was going to ask you, but I've completely lost my train of thought. So I can't, like I said, it's Monday and I'm trying to, I'm just trying to get woke up here this morning. So, yeah, I love Spotify too, Sarge. Great, great platform. Well, DJ, I guess it's about that time, and maybe next day or two we'll wake up. Me and you'll be better tomorrow if you go do what I told you to do.
Got to do that.
That part I can assure you. And you trust me.
Well, we want to thank each of you for starting off your Monday morning with us here in Drive Time. I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for making it possible. All of y'all have a good Monday. Be careful. Have an umbrella close by. And we will see y'all on the other side in the morning. Have a good one.